This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Ann Zwinker, a professor of equine science at Penn State University. This is part two of our discussion on horse arenas. And last time, we really focused on doing your homework before building an arena and choosing the right location. But there are other questions that need to be answered, such as, is the arena going to be a commercial facility or simply for personal use?
If you're a commercial operation, or if you're an events, fairgrounds, state fair, commercial operation where you're going to be renting this facility out, you really have to pay attention to details, and you cannot fudge on the drainage, the base, the footing. It has to be ready to go an hour or two after a rain. If those folks are paying a lot of money to rent your facility and they can't run their show because it's too wet, there's standing water, it's too dusty, there's some issue like that that shuts them down, you're not going to be very profitable. So if you're charging a lot of money for people to rent that, you really have to pay attention to details and go by all the specs. If this is for home use, you're in personal use, and occasionally you might have a 4-H club or pony club come over with five or six kids riding their horses on your arena, you could cut corners a little bit more. But the key thing is, if you do it right, whether you're commercial or private use, you want to be able to make it so that you have a lot of riding days on it, that you're not shut down due to weather or to a little bit of rain, and now you have to wait a week to be able to use the arena again. That's not, you know, the intent of the area. So, you know, it's up to you how much you want to spend.
The use of your arena has a direct bearing when choosing the size of your arena, doesn't it?
If it's just for riding your own personal horse on the weekend, you want to have it long enough and wide enough that the horse can safely canter. If you're a show arena, there's certain specs depending on whether, you know, if it's a dressage arena that they're going to put inside that area. You need to be able to have the horses ride on the outside of it. If, you know, if you're doing gymkhana, game classes, rodeo, you're going to need a big space. Be able to have those horses set up their patterns and be able to do what they do. If it's a jumping facility, again, to put up a jump class, you know, there's certain specs that you have so many jumps, and riders don't really like if you keep repeating the same jump to get your number of jumps in. So you need to have these arenas big enough to be able to do the activities or the discipline sport that you're going to be conducting there. You know, you need a little bit bigger if you're going to be cantering the horse or loping horses versus just trotting and walking. So, you know, is this arena, is it going to be a training pen? Is it going to be a round pen? Is it going to be a full-blown riding arena that you're doing, you know, specific sports in?
Another consideration is whether to build an indoor or an outdoor arena.
The indoor-outdoor arena, again, that depends on how much money you have. I mean, it definitely costs a lot more to construct a roof over a building than it does just to have, you know, the fencing and the footing. The indoor arena, you don't have to pay so much attention to the slope. You do for the building because you don't want the water coming through the building. But once you have that roof on there, the footing's a little more protected than an outdoor arena. And you won't be replacing, you know, your footing as much. It won't blow or wash away. But you're still going to have to maintenance and change it and do some things to it.
What are the major factors in deciding which route to go, indoor or outdoor?
But, again, it comes down to money or to climate. Like here in the Northeast, you know, probably from January till beginning of April, it's kind of hard for us to ride outside because could be snow covered that whole time.
That's part two of our conversation about horse arenas with Ann Zwinker, a professor of equine science at Penn State University. Thank you so much for listening to Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Tune in for part three when we'll discuss actually building a horse arena. That's next time on Let's Talk Horses.